to call to order our special meeting this morning. Debbie, if you could please do the roll call.
Debbie Berry.
Here.
Dan Moore.
Here.
Bruce Rinker is absent. Two members are present, which constitutes a quorum.
Terrific. Thank you. Thanks for coming, everybody.
We should do the pledge.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Pledge.
Yeah. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Brian, we have one agenda item today.
Well, good morning, commissioners. This morning we have a new business item. We have a action item for involvement in a court action regarding a stormwater management in Northeast Ohio. We have been having a long-standing relationship with the Northeast Ohio Regional Sewer District. We have been asked to prepare an amicus brief to help their issue to be heard. They are trying to be heard in front of the state Supreme Court. With us this morning, we have Jen Greiser as well to give us a little bit of background and how we got to this position. Again, it's one of the system with 23,000 acres that was built on the riparian theory with all the rivers and tributaries. Certainly, storm water is one of our larger concerns. And so Jen's just going to give us just a quick background, very brief, and then we've got the motion for the court action. Jen?
Okay. Well, as you all know, Brian just laid out that we are really a stream-based system, and over the years we've been documenting cases of how stormwater has been impacting really every mission of Cleveland Metro Parks in regards to conservation, education, recreation. We've had closed trails due to not only flooding but stream bank erosion, as well as canceled programming, and we have learned that the folks at Canalway actually avoid the entire month of March due to flooding along the Cuyahoga. And and that's really due to being the receiving system. And we're, as you all know, we're in a variety of watersheds that cross many communities. And when I came on board just 3 years ago, one of my missions was to work with communities outside of our borders to install practices that would hold the water up on the landscape. And one of those efforts was on around West Creek Reservation in Parma. It's been a considerable amount of time for me working with just one community. And so it really speaks to the nature of needing a regional organization to cross all of the communities where we have property and that have the infrastructure available to reach out to them and provide the services that not only the communities need, but the park district needs as well.
So that's sort of the reason for backing this, the sewer district in this endeavor. When you say riparian, what does that mean? Do riparian rights indicate that you can walk up the center of a stream and not be trespassing? Is that
are two different aspects. Riparian refers to land influenced by water, so that can be via stream or wetland area. It has soils, hydrology, and vegetation that's adapted to being inundated by water. The walking up the center of the stream, that's more of a navigable waterways. And it's actually walking up the bed of a stream is really not legal. You actually have to be floating the stream.
I see.
Once you step foot on the land, then you're on whomever's property that is.
Okay, thank you.
Interesting. Rose, can you just explain a little bit more of what our approval of this means in
sure.
terms of...
Absolutely. So a few weeks ago, the 8th District Court of Appeals overturned the trial court, and the 8th District Court of Appeals has said in the matter of the Sewer District versus Bath Township that the Sewer District does not have the authority to implement the program that they have adopted. because it's the appellate court's decision that that the sewer district does not have jurisdiction according to Chapter 6119 just over stormwater. It has to be stormwater that is mixed with sewage.
Okay.
Many folks believe this decision is very much an error, and it creates an absurdity in the revised code. So the request of the sewer district is to have other parties join the litigation to speak to, first, the issue of whether the Supreme Court should take the case, because the Ohio Supreme Court has to accept jurisdiction of any cases that it hears, and there are a number of cases and requests. I do believe that the Ohio Supreme Court will take this case because it is of such importance and actually could affect sewer districts around the state of Ohio who are authorized by Chapter 6119. It really turns their authority on its head and would hamstring them in many respects. So it is a matter of great public interest. We come to the board today to, as a matter of policy, we've kept our focus on the stormwater management policy issues. And at this time, we're coming to the board to ask you very narrowly to support our filing of a friend of the court brief, the amicus brief, or amicus brief, it's pronounced both ways, to encourage the Ohio Supreme Court to take and consider this case. We are not yet speaking to the merits of the program, but we just want the Ohio Supreme Court to agree to hear the case. That if the Ohio Supreme Court does grant jurisdiction, mm-hmm. we will come back to this board and further discuss further involvement.
And what's the deadline, just to, for clarity of why we're here?
Yes, the deadline is actually Monday, which is November 11th and Veterans Day, which then would fall to Tuesday, November 12th.
Okay.
So that's why we wanted to come to you today, get your authorization, and then have time to timely file.
And then the court will consider this plus other organizations that are supporting or non-supporting and decide whether they want to hear it.
That's absolutely correct.
Okay. Do you have any idea what that timeline would be? I'm just curious.
I don't.
Okay.
That's fair.
First, I think it's great to have it here. I think we ought to have all future meetings. It would tend to thin out the crowd a little bit, and it would be good. As long as we have Marty here, that's the important. I had a couple questions, and the first one has to do with what the Supreme Court. Obviously, this is something we should do, and I'm not arguing about this. What does the sewer district have the right to levy a tax? Like, obviously, all water that flows in any stream has sewage in it. You know, Shaker Lake, beautiful lake, doesn't smell at all. Has sewage in it. So to me, that would be, you know, everything has sewage in it. But the part I don't understand, and I'd like to understand a little more clearly, is how the sewer district, you know, at the requirement of the federal EPA or some federal authority, has told us we have to clean up our outflow. How everyone gets away from having a vote on it. That's what people I talk to are complaining about.
Sure, Commissioner, excellent question, thank you. Interestingly, the 8th District Court of Appeals did not address that issue. The trial court did address that issue, and the trial court did say that the sewer district was acting within their proper authority to levy the fee and did not consider it a tax. However, at this stage, we will not speak to that issue. This issue, again, very narrowly, only calling upon the Ohio Supreme Court to address a matter of extreme public interest. So in our brief, we will not address the fee.
I understand that, but what I was just asking about is, what are the issues? How does this whole thing, I mean, I thought,
well,
in other words, the people don't really have the right. I'm just thinking beyond, I agree with this, and I'm not arguing about this, but I'm a little confused about what happens next now. So you've got the issue of should the people be allowed to vote on it? I don't think they should be. I think what's going on right now is perfect.
But is that an issue? It's not even an issue, correct?
No, it's an issue. well, so procedurally and we'll probably want to have more of these discussions in executive session because it will deal with strategy.
I just meant though, from a legal standpoint, I don't understand that.
The question.
They seem like there are two things that are confusing to me. There's the one we're talking about today, is argument, can the Supreme Court hear it? But then the other one is this right to tax thing, I think, is a little bit.
It's a very interesting legal issue, Commissioner, and we probably, that it's best kept to executive session to work through it, because that will get to the merits of this case. The sewer district, in its, I think the discussion and dialogue and issue regarding whether the sewer district can implement a fee versus whether some folks consider this a tax and subject to the vote of the people is a primary issue that participants in this litigation would like the Supreme Court to address. So, or a lower court. The appellate court did not address that issue. So if jurisdiction is granted, that the vision is that that will become an issue that needs to be further litigated. So at this point, I think let's keep it alive as a discussion point for further evaluation. Correct.
Talk about the issue. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Let's see, do I move?
Well, before we do that, Marty had a comment.
Oh, sure.
If we still choose to hear it, then we have the I would have Rose actually read it to make sure that we've got it in the public record.
Yeah, Marty, since you've come all the way out here.
I guess my only question is, I'm not sure why, if there are, and I don't know the law on this, but as just an amicus filing and all that, whether that qualifies as being discussed in the executive session. I mean, it's not as though you were being sued or taking something, you were just filing an amicus brief.
That's an interesting question, Marty, and I'm happy to discuss it with you after the meeting.
Do you mind trying to get on the record?
We do not have to answer questions in the public session.
So I will have Rose read the general action item, the involvement in the court action regarding stormwater management in Northeast Ohio, for the record, and then we will call.
Okay. This is a motion for the Board of Park Commissioners of the Cleveland Metropolitan Park District to file a memorandum in support of jurisdiction of amicus curiae in the Northeast Ohio Regional Sewer District appeal from the 8th District Court of Appeals case number CA-12-098728, consolidated with case numbers CA-12-098729 and CA-12-098739. In Cuyahoga County Court of Complaints, case number CV-10-714945. This memorandum is limited to a request that the Supreme Court accept jurisdiction and does not address the merits of the case.
Do we have a motion?
So moved.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
We're all in favor. Aye.
Will you a roll call, Debbie?
Debbie Barry?
Yes.
Dan Moore?
Yes.
That does conclude the business for this morning. Thank you very much for coming. The date of our next regularly scheduled meeting is Tuesday, November 26th. It's the week of Thanksgiving.
Do I need to do a motion to adjourn, or can you just adjourn?
Let's do a motion for
it. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jen.
Thanks for making it a record trip.